with a trick up his sleeve. Roll up on you like Christopher Reeve. I can't describe the vibe I get when I drive by six people and five I hit. Aw, shit, I started a marsh pit, squashed the bit and stomped the foster kids. These shrooms make me hallucinate, then I sweat till I start losing weight, till I see dumb shit start happening. Drumming that vanilla ice, trying to rap again. So bounce, bounce, come on, bounce. Bounce. Everybody in the house with a half an ounce. Not weed, I make coke to master down. We don't want shit, better ask around. B12 throws the bomb, is bash in town. Bizarre, your mom is passing out. Get her ass on the couch, but she crashes out. Come on.
Fuck that, someone help the nine. He's upstairs naked with a weapon drawn.
Hey, Vine, you see me stepping on these leprechauns?
It gotta be acid, cause the X is gone.
Yeah, I took a morph off with some Parmesan, and I think my arm is done.
Y'all's probably numb, young, dumb, and full of cum. And I think he about to swallow his tongue.
Scary ass, it was a false alarm. You think about to die when I just got on?
Well, stop acting stupid. You so high that you might wake up with a guy on some new shit.
Yeah, I think I did too much. This substance equals cuffs. Red pills, blue pills, and green. Big pills, masculine.
I take a couple uppers, I down a couple downers, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills.
What should we talk about?
Well, I guess the last couple of days, because everybody is talking about it on the thread. I just want people to know. I mean, I looked in the mirror as, and everything is here. My head's on top. I got two arms, two legs. And my legs are here, and they're still awesome.
But Richard Grope has got one leg, because the other one was blasted off in Iraq, so... Unfortunately, living the pirate life, as Michael Buchan said.
Okay, I wish I hadn't have said what I did then, because I didn't know you were going to say that.
The Frog King does not have one leg. That was a joke that was started long ago by me in the open letter to Gravity Sucks thread. I'm quite clear that Richard has got two legs. So it's a very cruel joke. Because I know how seriously you take people and their service, so it was another one of my wild claims that didn't mean anything, and you're probably not going to appreciate that, me talking about it.
That was kind of mean, yeah.
Exactly, and I've got that horrible mean side to me, and I've had my nose broken a few times in my life because of my attitude, and I won't be surprised if Michael Deakin is going to do the same thing to me, because on my last show I was
don't assume.
I don't know, he told me that I must meet him at his house and fight him physically.
Call in and talk to him.
I can't, he's always on it like 4 in the morning.
I'll
where
call
I
you.
Am.
I'll call in too and hold your hand, okay?
That's very kind, but I don't think there's any getting out of the hole I've dug myself with my defeat.
I think you should call in. To
I
be
can't.
Fair, to both of
I
you.
I can't. I'm moving on Friday. I can't even be on the guest
okay.
list. I'm
well,
moving
after town. You move. No, after you move and get settled, I'm sure he will be patient to wait.
You know what, though, Star?
What?
I'm sorry, but I have to be honest. I have to.
Don't ever be sorry for being honest, okay? I like honest.
I was talking to my best friend last night, okay?
Okay.
And my best friend, my only friend, my only good friend I can depend on that has my back, and he is on very good terms with Michael Deakin, okay? So, I was talking to my best friend last night because he and I were talking about some stuff that we were sorting out. I was going to visit him around the holidays. But Michael Deakin came up because I was so angry at and overprotective of you, like I told you earlier today. And I admitted to my best friend, his name's Forest Dweller on Asgard, by the way. That's my best friend in real life, South African guy. But I got onto Michael Deakin, the topic of Michael Deakin, with him because at the time last night I was very upset at the fact that I thought Michael Deakin had unknowingly hurt you by stirring up conflict, but that was my understanding at the time. I thought this, but since then I've spoken to Michael Deakin. But what I'm saying is, why I apologized and said that I have to be honest is I'm not very interested in Michael Deacon's show. I don't find that it's entertaining. I don't feel like Michael Deacon asks, you know, very intelligent questions. And I don't listen to podcasts anymore at all. Since I lost my mind and wound up in a psych ward, I just don't listen to podcasts. I don't. I make my own one. But the fact that I don't enjoy his show, I feel bad. Because, like, he's a good guy, Michael. I guess he's a good guy. And I just don't enjoy his show and I don't find it interesting. And if he knows that, he's probably going to be pissed off. But maybe he doesn't care about what people think. But on yesterday's show of mine, I was saying that I don't like... The thing I don't like about Michael Deacon is... He seems very egotistical and he puffs himself up a lot. And I'm not trying to be nasty. I just feel like... I feel like he's got some problems. And those are his problems to deal with.
Oh, man, who doesn't?
Yeah, of course. It's just that... I feel like sometimes he likes to stir up conflict and controversy. And put people under pressure and make them uncomfortable. I promise you, I swear to God, I'm not trying to trash him or anything. Yesterday, I was trashing him like there was no tomorrow. There's no going back.
Yeah, that upset me a bit.
Well, you know, I can't do anything about it now. I've spoken to him since. He told me he's not angry with me. But I seem to think that Michael Deacon has a bit of a disconnect between his feelings and reality. That's just my view. He said that I'm free to think whatever I want, but he did challenge me to go to his house and have a fight man to man. But, you know, yes, he did.
Did you take him up on it?
How on earth am I gonna get to California?
I'm sorry, Az. That
no, I didn't I'm, take him up on it.
My turn to be snarky my of you. I'm sorry. My apologies.
No, I don't care. I want you to be honest, please. When people are not honest, that's when I get angry. I've always been honest with you.
You know that.
Yes, I know. Even when it's unpleasant, we need to address our friends. Pointedly and direct, and I feel like Michael Deacon has got a passive aggressiveness to him that I don't appreciate and I don't want in my life. So, as much as I like him, there's things about him that I just don't want of, and I don't want that in my life. I don't want psychological games, I don't want mind games, I don't want those things, and I seem to feel like that's what he's about. Look, that's my decision. If I don't want those sorts of things in my life, then that's my right. You know, that's my opinion. That doesn't mean I can't be polite to him. That doesn't mean I can't apologize to him like I already have. It doesn't mean that I can't go on with him on a show and actually discuss everything out in the open that happened. Because I said some really nasty things about him. I've said nasty things about Richard Groyper. I've said nasty things about MV. I've said nasty, violent things about Briggs. The only person I don't feel a twinge of guilt about bad-mouthing or talking badly about or disparagingly about at this current time is Dr. MVMV. But I'm moving on from that and I'm not engaging it anymore because I don't want negativity in my life. Full stop, period. So whatever you have to say on that, I'm curious.
Oh my God. That was a shitload. I love Michael. That's all I can say. MV, I love MV. And I hope someday he will accept my either Skype or emails. Lift my band so I can say hi to him.
Why have you not called in just... to MV's show?
Because I never know when he's going to be on. He's not on every single week. He's on sporadically. So I have no idea when to call in because I don't know when he's on. What can I say?
You must look out for Metron's posts on ASGAB because he always gives everyone a heads up when a Gabcast is coming. He's like very connected.
But I don't. Oh, man.
I know it is hard to be part of.
That's not my bad. From now on, I'll pay more attention to the Gabcast thread on your forum, okay? And then I'll know and decide whether I want to call in. And I'd love to call in.
Well, you know what I'll do? When a new Gabcast is coming, I'll start a new thread and I'll give you a heads up whenever one's coming on ASGAB because I'm on Belgab again. I'm on Belgab. But let's address the elephant in the room, Starmount. The elephant in the room. Not the Republican in the room, the elephant in the room.
Jackass in the room would be a Democrat and I have no interest in listening. Never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Some days I'm a Democrat, other days I'm a Republican. Listen, no, I said that you were not all there on the Gabcast on the 22nd of November edition of the Gabcast.
Right.
You spoke about
I am,
a private
I'm not all there. You're right. I'm not all there, but I am all here. Big difference.
But I followed that up with saying, Envy, first of all, came to your defense and said, are you saying that Star Mountain's not all there? And I said, neither am I. But you know what, Star? A lot of people, I don't know what this is. Maybe you can shed some light. Is there an aspect of my personality where it's hard to discern where I'm, when I'm being facetious and when I'm being genuine? Is it hard to determine where I'm coming from? Do you think that I look at things from too many different angles that it looks like I'm hokey or superficial? Am I hard to figure out?
I haven't heard you speak that much on other shows, but when you were on Gabcast, you didn't give me a heads up you're going to be on or what you were talking about. I felt that I was being treated unfairly and thrown under the bus. The thing that hurt the most is when MV cited, I forgot who it was. Somebody in the chat room made a
We all said together.
No, he quoted a statement from somebody in the chat room that was absolutely filthy disgusting. And that made me want to just puke. That made me sick. It was the old fart and MV shriveling dick and my shriveling VA and all that crap. And
I bet you've got a much prettier vagina than Brick.
Probably, but it's been this old crack has been celibate for many years.
Good.
Just because I'm picky.
You know what? One thing very, very...
That does not discount the ever-anybody. The ever-ready bunny. Whatever.
Can I just tell you something?
That's a joke.
Ever since I've been on psychiatric medication, I don't have the same level of sexual arousal that I did before. I used to be like a freaking geez, man. I used to like be like really like, when I got sexually aroused, it was like insane. Like I couldn't stop myself. But ever since I've been on this medication, it's like I'm just not interested in sex, you know? It's the side effect.
Oh, they throw saltpeter in that shit? Oh man, that sucks.
But I mean, it's a relief too, because I don't know if you know, but as a man, well, I mean, women are also good, because I suppose, but as a man, you think about sex like 95% of the time. And yeah, ever since I've been on my medication, it's really stopped me from my like sex addiction, you know?
Okay, you're right. As a man, no, I don't, because I ain't a man.
No, I know, but women. Some women have a sex drive, a big sex drive, and you're a Scorpio, so I can understand.
I was just going to say that. I'm a Scorpio, but I got a grip, and...
Isn't MV a Scorpio?
I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't think he is.
It's kind of weird how I was just on with MV talking about things that were hurtful of you, and now you're on with me on another episode of my podcast, and I'm in hot water with Michael Deacon because of my big fucking mouth. He's probably gonna tear me up on his show and trash me.
No, you can fix that. You can fix that.
I've apologized to him, and he has not responded. He has not said, "I accept your apology. I forgive you." None of that.
Okay, there are a lot of times I text or email or Skype him, and he doesn't get back to me right away because he works, he has a job, and so on and so forth. It doesn't mean he's ignoring you. It means he has a job he has to take care of. Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
Why do Americans work so much? You guys are too materialistic. You need to take a leaf out of the French. Do with less and not stress yourself so much out with money and material possession.
Wait, working is not for the attainment of material possessions. Americans work to keep a roof and food and clothing and a halfway decent life and a college education for their family. Better now than it was in the last administration. Don't even go there.
Shit, bullshit.
Not bullshit. Okay. Hey, dude, stop. Let's not make this a political stomping thingy.
Need to take a break.
Yes, exactly. Take a break.
Breathe. We'll be back to you guys just now. Trump did nothing for our checkbook.
Billy.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt that I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no.